united against Russia. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. As NATO training continues in Poland.
New hope for Ukraine's beleaguered military as NATO training gets underway near the Polish border. The NATO exercises include American and Polish troops. They come at a pivotal time as Russia continues its massive and brutal attacks. U.S. military intel reports Moscow is gearing up for a new phase in its invasion, and that's expected to focus on territories in eastern Ukraine.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. And Ukraine's state child care program is trying to keep up with the large amount of displaced children and relatives as Russian forces target civilian areas.
Russian troops are turning families into targets. These are innocent people. We're talking about men, women, and children being killed by Russian troops, and that's turning thousands of Ukrainian kids into orphans. Now, American organizations are stepping in with the help of military veterans. They're trying to organize safe passages for those kids. Aerial Recovery and Global Empowerment Mission are two of the groups that we've been talking to. They're evacuating hundreds of orphans going into those war zones to get those kids out. So there's humanitarian groups now working with the Ukrainian government to keep those kids in safer parts in western Ukraine.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Meanwhile, prayers for peace in Ukraine from the Pope. Fox's Karen McHugh reports.
Palm Sunday marks the beginning of Holy Week in the Christian calendar. In Rome, Pope Francis used the occasion to call for an Easter truce in Ukraine, urging leaders to make some sacrifices for the good of the people.
Anche far cessare una guerra di cui non si vede la fine.
While not mentioning Russia by name, His Holiness repeatedly denounced the war and the suffering wrought on innocent civilians. The Palm Sunday Mass, with thousands in attendance, was celebrated outside in St. Peter's Square, the first in 2 years since the outbreak of the COVID pandemic. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The NYPD recovering a large number of ghost guns in 2022. Details from Fox's Sue Guzman.
Ghost guns are built from a kit, bought online and assembled at home, and are not traceable. And because they could be purchased without a background check, they're becoming the gun of choice for criminals. They're banned in a number of states, including New York. And on Friday, Maryland became the latest state to do so. Well, new figures from the NYPD indicate the number of ghost guns in the city skyrocketed by 351% in 2022. Officials believe a ghost gun may have been used in Friday's shooting of three teens outside a New York City school, one of whom died. Federal officials said last year there's no way to estimate the number of ghost guns currently in circulation. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Meanwhile, a suspect has been charged in the fatal shooting of a teen girl who was walking home from school when she was hit by a stray bullet during a street dispute in New York City. New York police announced the arrest Saturday of 17-year-old Jeremiah Ryan in connection with the shooting a day earlier. Police say Ryan faces charges of murder, attempted murder, and criminal possession of a weapon. The shooting in the Bronx was just the latest episode of headline-grabbing violence in the city. Plus, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins was killed on Saturday as he attempted to cross a Florida highway.
It's unclear why Dwayne Haskins tried to cross multiple lanes of traffic. Florida Highway Patrol says Haskins was walking on Interstate 595 in Fort Lauderdale for unknown reasons around 6:37 a.m. when he tried to cross the highway and was hit by a dump truck. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Steelers star linebacker T.J. Watt posted to Twitter, "The world lost a great person today." Haskins was a standout at Ohio State before becoming Washington's first round pick in 2019. He played two seasons with them before moving on to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Fox's Christina Coleman. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.